We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell me about this public meeting today and about this NFTA Metro Rail expansion project.
So today is the kickoff meeting for the project. If you recall, 2 years ago, they went through an alternative analysis study, look at multiple options to extend light rail up to Cross Point originally, and as well as UB North Campus. So this project is taking that results of that study and now looking at it from an environmental perspective. What are the impacts that light rail could have on the corridor, not only from the environmental piece like the bugs and bunnies, the wetlands and streams, but also noise and vibration, as well as right-of-way impacts and impacts of traffic.
So what type of impacts are we looking at with this?
So right now we are starting to identify what those impacts are. Right now what we want to get from the public is their perceptions of where they see the issues might be. A lot of the feedback we're getting is traffic, which we know traffic will be one of the factors we have to account for, and how do we mitigate traffic with light rail operating in the street. Hopefully a dedicated system so you're operating at your maximum operating speeds for light rail, but also allowing general vehicles to operate at their own speeds as well. Vibration and noise are other components that we believe are going to be something we have to evaluate. UB has some sensitive equipment on campus, so we want to make sure that the system doesn't interfere with that sensitive equipment as they do the research, and the system is as quiet as can be.
I was just speaking with a young woman who was telling me that she drives along Niagara Falls Boulevard every day, and that this Metro Rail expansion could help alleviate one of the big problems, and that's people getting hit by cars in that area.
Yep.
Traffic-wise, is this Metro Rail expansion going through Niagara Falls Boulevard? Can you give an overview of that, where it's supposed to be going, and how you think it could help specifically with Niagara Falls Boulevard?
Yeah, so the system will begin at the end of the existing service, University Station. It'll most likely be underground since the existing station is underground, right? So you have to start underground and then stay underground along Kenmore and then onto Niagara Falls Boulevard and then come out on Niagara Falls Boulevard at grade and run at grade along Niagara Falls Boulevard up to Maple Road and then continue down Maple Road to Sweet Home. From not only Niagara Falls Boulevard perspective, but let's say Maple Road as well, there's a lot of commercial and retail developments and then residential behind it. So from a pedestrian's perspective, what light rail is one of the components of light rail is to recreate that corridor as a multi-mode corridor, right? You need to provide safe access for pedestrians and bicyclists to the stations, but also to their destinations on that corridor. And the other hope is that light rail will be another component for people to travel to and from work or to other destinations and get them outside of their car.
Scott, how much is this thing going to cost?
The cost right now, I mean, we have to go back to the alternatives analysis and look at the cost from that perspective. That will be part of the end product of this environmental study. We'll be doing some conceptual engineering to help support the environmental document to identify those impacts and how you mitigate it, and then we'll also develop that capital cost for that project. For this project, this project is shorter than what was done in the alternatives analysis, and what that price was, which I don't recall what that price tag was. We weren't involved in that study, but it is going to be a little bit shorter, and the alignment is reducing a lot of the tunneling that was identified in the alternatives analysis as well. So there will be a cost savings, but we will be determining what that cost is by the end of this process.
There are people in the community who think that Buffalo isn't a large enough city, large enough metro area for even a train like this. You know, we're not New York City and we don't need that giant subway system, but defending the overall use of the Metro Rail, is Buffalo a good place to have it?
I think any urban city, no matter the size, right, from a New York to a Charlotte to a Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando. Now there are different types of light rail. There's streetcar as well. But any transit investment for an urban area is going to benefit the region. One, it would help, right, for getting people out of their cars. Two, from an environmental standpoint, zero emissions. You're reducing emissions out of vehicles and trucks. And then the third benefit is economic development. We all know that Buffalo has been stagnant in development, but this is a way to really start reinvesting money in the corridor, in the region. So it's not just bringing money into, let's say, Tonawanda, Amherst. It's bringing money into the region from redevelopment opportunities.
This is a loaded question, but after today, what's next?
All right, so next. We will be moving into the scoping document phase. So what that means in layman's terms is we're going to be identifying those environmental factors that we have to evaluate. And we're going to lay all that information out. We'll be engaging with the federal and the state agencies to get their feedback on those environmental factors. We'll actually bring that out to the public probably early in February as well to get their feedback and their input. And then we'll start working through all the requirements that we have to follow per federal and state legislation, to do those evaluations.
And let's assume everything goes according to plan. Mm-hmm. When should people expect this expansion to finish?
The project, the environmental project, should be done in about 18 months. Then there is additional steps that have to be done per Federal Transit New Starts program. Final design and construction. I mean, we're probably a good 10 years out before you see shovel, but there's a lot of steps that have to be accomplished before you can get to that point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.